What page?
Pay test summit bays, 89B2, halacha 3.
89B2, okay.
Halacha 3.
89B.
Okay, Rabbi.
I got to make sure I get to the right place. Okay.
Hanache.
Bangon.
Hanache. Shemanachi. But chasios are these bulb type things like onions. So someone who's going ahead and he's weeding together with a non-Jew. So in other words, the non-Jew is hiring a Jew to weed his garden with him. Okay. The reason why weeding is so prevalent over here is because apparently these bulbs are very sensitive to outside growth. That's the agriculture side of it. And therefore, people have to keep it free of other growths. Okay, so he's hiring a Jew to weed with him. And part of the deal is that part of what he's going to work in, he can eat for himself. So the issue is, so how is the Jew going to work with these bulbs that he's going to eat from? Okay?
Who owns it?
The guy owns it. He's hired a Jew to work with him. Part of his schar is he's going to be able to eat some of the stuff. Okay?
Well, the guy is not chayav in Meiser.
The guy is not chayav in anything, of course. But the shaila is going to be, of course, whether if a guy owns karka in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's mafkimi de Meiser and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael or not. Let's assume for the time being that it's not. That it is not mafkia, and therefore it is a regular din. The stuff that grows there will have a regular din of tevel, right?
Uh-huh.
So it says, afal pi shepeiros of tevel.
So what
we're trying to say here is like this: that even though the peiros have a din of tevel when they grow, and when they were planted originally, it was nigmar malakto completely. It was nigmar malakto completely. And therefore, achilas arai at the time of the planting was also already. But now this is new growth, and therefore it has halacha eichel mehen arai. It comes down a level, and the Yisrael can eat it arai, even though he can't eat it keva, but he can eat it arai. That's what it says over here. I think I got it right.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, in the case of a Jew's produce, in other words, if it was a Jew that owned the produce, we learned in the Mishnah, in the earlier Mishnah, that something which is Ein Zarai Kola, and you planted it, then it's Osir. You can't eat an Arai, you can't eat an Arai or Kava. But because it's a guy, so that lowers it down one level, and you can eat an Arai. That's what it says over here. In 15, in the case of a Jew's produce, if the original Tevel plants had already been processed to completion, then they would have been forbidden for snacking. Nevertheless, the identical case of the non-Jew, the rabbis were lenient. Okay, next. Shislei truma shenitmu. So here you have truma plants. These are shislei. I think they call them nursery plants. Yeah, in 16 he likes to give an example. I like it also. Nursery plants. So what you have is you have a little a plant that's partially grown, and you go replant it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the period while plants are attached to the ground, they're not makabel tumah. But when you pull them out of the ground, and as soon as you pull them out of the ground, if they're roi lachila, which these are in the interim state, and then they got tumah, so now they became tamei, right? So you have a small bulb that is tamei. That's the case here. And I guess it's truma also. So, is that right? Young edible plants that have been picked subsequently had truma separated from them. Okay, the truma then became tamei. So you have this couple of things happened in the interim. So they grew a little bit. You picked them out of the ground. Now they're roi la'achila. You were mafresh truma from them. Then they became tamei. And that truma that you were mafresh, and now you're going to replant them. So you're replanting truma that's tamei. That's the case. Just like truma shenitma'u, shesolon, if you went ahead and you replanted them, taharu milatamei. They become tahar. From the way he explains it, taharu milatamei, they become tahar from being mitamei other plants. The tuma of themselves remains. In other words, they became tome while they were in the interim state. That tumas atzmon remains the taru mila tame. That's a special din. The hachamim gave it a halacha like a zav, like a tful yom that touched it, and therefore it's like a shlishi. It's not matame acherim, and it remains tame itself. Okay, that's the second din. Okay, now we're on 98. Daf tzadik. You can't eat it until you cut off the edible parts. Meaning that if there was some edible onion on there, you know, you have to cut it off, and then whatever grows back afterwards, you could eat. If you don't eat has to happen twice. You cut it off, it grows back, you cut it off again, and then whatever grows the third time, then it will become much. Now the Gemara in Pesachim brought in footnote number one, asked the question, what's shot over here? If putting the plant back in the ground takes away the tumah, so why do you have to cut it away, right? Is that the question? Let me see. You know, he's saying even the original plants, yeah, that's what he's asking. Even the original plants themselves should be permissible for the consumption of the Kohanim. And the answer is, we'll just call it the word Mila. This is a special Mila that they made by Truma, and they forbade it. It's a Dindrabban, obviously. I'm not familiar with all the background behind this, but this some kind of, he calls it a higher standard, only to the replanted vegetable itself, what regrows from its core after the edible parts were cut away, that's not included in this myla, and therefore you can eat it. Whereas when Yehuda holds, it's two levels to get past the myla. Okay. Zog de Gemara Vayter. Avkiya Barashi B'Shem Rav Avu B'Shem Rav Yechanon Dura B'Shem Nhi. So now, what he's saying is that, again, we hold over here, we have a Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. It's brought down in footnote 3. Rav Meir holds that in Kenya of the Kohen Baruch Yisrael Havkimi Advisor, he doesn't have it. So whatever he grows is regular tevel, just like a Yisrael. And since it's regular tevel, just like a Yisrael, if you replanted something which was Nigmar Malachto, and it was Osar Achilas Keva and Arai, replanting it will not help you. It'll still be Osar Achilas Arai as well. Our Mishnah that allows the Achilas Arai when it's replanted, that's coming out of Reb Shimon, who holds Yesh Kenyan Lo'avikachav Lavkim Yidei Maisa. Okay, so since it has a different status, it's not like a Yisrael. All we have to do is distinguish between what a Goy grows and what a Yisrael grows, according to Reb Shimon, and that's going to be the distinction. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's basically
it. Yisrael now, do you have any idea what they do? The people who believe in the buying the country was sold to a Goy.
You're talking about Shvius?
Shemitah.
They had to Mechira by Shemitah.
Yeah, do they still have to take out Meiser under that circumstances?
No. In Shemitah year, that's not an issue because everything is Hefker anyway. The rest of the years, they're not selling it. Okay. Okay. So now what he said it was Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara asked a question. In Reb Shimon, lo mali arai. So then why is the Mishnah only allowing it to be Achilas Arai, Afilu Keva? Why not allow even Achilas Keva? Because after all, he has a kinyan to be Mavkia. So let me eat even Keva. So the Gemara revises it. Now I'm not going to use the parish on the way he explains it in English, because frankly it doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to just say it the way I understand it. I'll begin Damar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Avkiya B'Shem Rav Yochanan Ma'idi Rav Shimon Shehu Mafrish Ma'isroisav Mehalocha. Forget about the word El. Ella makes it sound like we're completely changing the teretz. The way he explains it in English, I'm just going to tell you right now. He says that lo'aylam, he wasn't coming to say that it can only come out like Reb Shimon and not like Reb Meir. On the contrary, he was saying it comes out like Reb Meir and even like Reb Shimon. But that pshat does not make any sense. So therefore, I'm going to ignore the word Ella. That the Gemara is not changing its mind, but the Gemara is just saying like this. The reason why there's a difference between Arai and Keva is because even Reb Shimon, who holds that the guy has a kinyan, but he's machmer to say you have to be mafresh Trumas and Maisers anyway, midrabanan. So since there's a level at which he holds, it is treated like that of Yisrael. Therefore, what he did was he split it. He decided, I'll be machner an kedei kach, that you can't eat at achilas keva. But lemaisa, since the din is that it is yesh kinyan, so we'll allow achilas arai. That's the way I'm going to learn the Gemara. Next. I think it's a shaila and we shayin how we paskin. I'm not 100% sure. Well, the Stam Mishnayos, for the most part, hold ein kinyan. If you look at most Mishnayos in Zeron. But I don't know. I'm not 100% sure how we paskin offhand. Do you know how we paskin offhand, Rebbe Ron? No? Okay. I should have looked that up. Tani, Hamanach Eshem HaKuthi Mutter B'demai. So now we're talking. Now we've switched from Nochri to Kuthi. Now Kuthi is we're going before they discovered that there was that wasn't a real good conversion. We're going before that time period, where time of the Mishnah, let's say, I'm not sure exactly what one is, but there was before that time they were considered bona fide geros, but the problem was they didn't keep mitzvahs properly, and therefore anything you buy from a kuti is a suffix, just like any amaretz, and anything you buy from him is therefore has a look like demai. You don't know whether he took maizus or he didn't take maizus. Okay, so it's a so that's why it's demai.
So don't keep the biblical ones.
We don't know whether he can whether we can trust him for this. In other words, they're not makben on lifnei iver. For himself, he might do it, but they're not makben on lifnei iver, and therefore for what he's going to sell you, he might not take off. So Hamanachash Makusi Mutar Bidmai. So he's permitted to snack in a case of Demai. I mean, what we're saying is it's always Demai, right? I don't think what it means. I'm not sure exactly what the language here is in a case of Demai. I thought that the stuff that he sells you is always considered Demai. Meaning you don't. It means as opposed to Vadai. That's what I think of Shad is. You could buy stuff from him, which he tells you favors. He didn't take off anything from it. And so that would be a Vadai. So if he sold you stuff, which was Stam, and it was Demai, you could go ahead and eat Achilas Arai. Okay? As opposed to what we said before. That you could. But before we said by a guy, we said you could eat achilas arai, and that was where you knew for sure that it was truma, right? Over here, it's what? It's a suffix, and therefore you can eat it arai. That's what it says over here, I think. Snack, that's what it says. Ha bevadai, but the implication is if you knew for sure he hadn't taken it off, lo, then you can't even a derech arai lama. Why is that? Why if it's tevel you could eat arai, but in demai you can't? Shah demai, bato b'mechubel karka. Why are chasios permitted in the case of demai, but not in the case of tevel?
Why would you just say that demai is a suffix and tevel is a vadai?
The question is that why when you attach it to the ground, why wouldn't it restart the process? Because demai is nullified when it's attached to the ground and it's gross, therefore not considered as containing a forbidden root. Let's see what 11 says. When an onion or related species is replanted, it loses its previous status, considered a new plant. Okay, therefore, although the rabbis are generally strict with such species, they were lenient in the case of demai and allowed this prohibition to lapse.
So, what's bothering me about this Gemara?
Yeah.
Kind of gezeirah
Right. Who says we're talking about Truma?
So why are we talking about Tamai? There's no Isser Tamai. There's no Isser Tamai by anything but Truma. Oh, no, Truma.
I'm no, for a Kusi, it is only Meiser.
Only Meiser and not Truma.
Right, I'm assuming so.
Okay. Is there a Gzeira for anything other than Truma in terms of planting?
That was the Mishnah talked about different cases, and it said beferish that if you planted, remember it said if you planted meiser shalohufreshu shumas meiser from it, it said
right.
It said that those cases are chulin. It said that those cases were allowed.
Yeah.
So you were allowed to eat those.
So you're allowed to eat. So what? Why are we getting?
So why is
okay? I'm just throwing it out there. Let's not spend a lot.
I'm not sure. One second. You're asking a good question. In other words, if we said if you plant when we said in the Mishnah that if you plant maestres that had not had trumas maestres taken from it. We said, what are we paskin over there in the Mishnah? That what grows is chulin, and it goes back to being allowed to be eaten derech arai, right?
Yeah.
That's what we restarted everything, right?
Yeah.
Even though it was nigra malakto, and it was, achilas arai was osir before you planted it. Once you replanted it, it became chulin, and you're allowed to eat it derech arai again. That's what we said in the Mishnah. And we said the same thing for Meister Shani, for Meister Ronnie, for everything.
Yeah.
Right? So now over here, so what are we talking about over here? So he's a menachesh. Let me just get this straight. He's a menachesh with a kusi. So therefore, what are we worried about?
We're worried about the Mai. That means it's only Meister. We're never worried about Truma. Because the Mai is
it says a nine. It's doubtful whether they tithe their produce. We're talking about Meister, just like you said.
So why is it a problem of planting?
So the original bulbs were forbidden, even as a snack.
Oh,
because
it's the original bulbs. That's
the original bulbs were forbidden because they were demai. The growths are permitted as a snack as long as the growths themselves are not yet processed to completion.
The problem is if you have...
That din that I told you about in the Mishnah that I keep quoting. That's only if it's zarei kola. If it's zarei she'ein or kola, then it remained osir even derech arai.
Okay.
That's why I keep forgetting that distinction, right? This din that I keep telling you before, that wasn't true in the case of bulbs. In the case of bulbs, if you had meiser and you planted it, you can't eat it derech arai. So here too, we're talking about bulbs. Your menachesh with the kusi. It's the mai when it goes into the ground and it's achilas kava is osir. So why when it comes out, why doesn't it continue to be achilas kava? That's the question of the Gemara. Lomo, that's now we understand lomo better. Shahad mai batal b'mechuvah l'karka. Dein gidulei iser malin oso. This is a very difficult line to read. I'm going to tell you right now, because the line, the way it reads, it sounds like it's a continuation of explaining demai. Now, if you look at the translation, you'll see the Gemara splits this line, and what it does is it says demai is brought to one as mechuvah l'karka, but when it comes to vadai, in the case of a definite tevel, then the growths of a prohibited root do not raise it.
And gedulin
iser malin oso. So the growths are also forbidden. Okay. So that's it's a difficult line to explain exactly what the shot is over here. Okay. I'm going to keep going right there. Shislei truma shenitmu. So we said that if it becomes tamei, right? That when so Rav Ubershem Yechonosh, Shasilim Shenitmu, Shaislon Vaisaisan Truma, that you can replace them, you can replant them, and then I'll take away the tumah, and then you can make them truma again. V'mayu truma made karen. But if they were truma originally when you planted them, then they've already been rejected. So then, even though you replanted them again, it doesn't make a difference. In other words, once they had a shem truma, while they were detached, reattaching them to the ground is not going to make it good again. Okay? So, like this. So it's like this. So, yeah, the way he explains it is like this. Very important distinction here. This will bring it home a little better. When we learned the Mishnah, remember I told you that if it was truma and it became tomei, and then you planted it, that it loses a level of tumah. The level of tumah it lost was that it cannot be matame acherim anymore. But the tumah on the plant itself, it retained. The Gemara here is talking about where it wasn't truma when you planted it. When you planted it, it was tomei, but it was chulin that was tomei. Chulin that's tomei that you plant becomes completely tahar. That the plant itself is not tomei either. It loses its tumah completely. Therefore, you can go ahead and redesignate it as truma subsequently when you repick it. However, if it was truma that became tomei, then you can't do that. Far nidchu. Right? That's the pshat. Again, that's the Mila. That's the pshat over there. Okay. Now we're going to have a couple other examples of Dichoi. Rabbi Avu, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Mayim Shenitmu. If I have water that became Tomei before it was Kaddish, we're talking about now Mayim that was used for the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. As you know, the carbon Tomid on Sukkot, they used to, besides the wine that we always do for Nisachim, we also poured water during Sukkot. So if you had water that became Tomei, Mashikon, you can go ahead and, as we've spoke about before, that you can just kind of take the keli and dip it, dunk it on the water so that the top of the keli kisses the water of the mikveh. That's what it's Mashikon. It's like just touches it barely. And then once it has that connection, it becomes like part of the mikveh, and it's matayr, the water becomes tahar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, even though it was tamei, but you were matayr it. But if you were makadesh, the water, and designated it as for the Nesachim, beforehand, before it became tamei, kfar nidchu, then already the hashoka is not going to work, and you can't use it for the festival. Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he says the following: Te'enim va'anovim shenidmu. So here you have figs and grapes. Seichaton, you squeeze them. Ba'isa and truma, and you can use the juice as truma. So what's the shot? So even though it says over here that Rabbi Yochanan holds like this, there's two ways of looking at juice that's inside a peri. You could look at it as mifged pocket, or mivla bli'i. So mivla bli'i means that it's absorbed. It's really part of the fruit, and it's like integrated completely in the fruit. And mifged pocket means it's like in a sack. The outside skin of the grape is holding the grape juice inside of it. What's the difference? The difference is if the outside becomes tamei, is it matami that which is on the inside? So he holds it's mivla bola. I'm sorry, it's mifka pocket, and therefore it's not matami the inside. So it says over here, the juice is considered to be a food distinct and separate from the fruit itself. Tumma that comes in contact with the fruit is not come in contact with the juice. Although the fruit is in contact with the fruit skin surrounding it, doesn't become tamei for two reasons. One, the juice has not emerged from the fruit and is not legally viewed as a beverage, and therefore cannot be made tamei. And furthermore, even if it would be considered a beverage, it would not be contaminated by the fruit skin because the volume of the skin of any one grape is less than a kebetza. And normally, to be matamei, something else, it has to be the size of a kebetza. So we have two reasons why
the juice inside the grape will not be tameh. Okay, so that's what he's saying. Te'inavan. Okay, so te'inavan ofim shenitmu sechaton voisans truma. You can make a truma. Okay. Now figs are normally not used for the juice, and it says in the bottom here he replaces it with mulberries. Okay, whatever. Now we're on sadakama base. The mohyu truma made karan. Now if the fruits were designated as truma, then kfar nidchu. Again, the same thing. So the question now is, how is it possible to squeeze out the juice and for this juice not to touch the outside skin and become tummy? So how is that going to work? So the Gemara says, Reb Zeir, Reb Yosef, Hashem, Reb Lazar, Sarkatan, Apachos, Mekazesim, V'yenu, Kosh, Afilun, Esachim, that you squeeze out less than an olive's volume of the grapes at a time, and therefore the wine will be kosher in front of the Esachim. Now we say olives over here, a kazayas, even though I just told you that the shear is really kabetza, but this is a way of keeping it safe. You keep it down till the less than a kazayas. And the other point here is, what you're doing here is that you're keeping the volume of, if you had a lot of grapes together in a cluster and were to squeeze all the grapes together, then you would have a kibetza and it would be matami. So you have to keep it at the outside grape to be a kazayas, then you could squeeze it and it will be kosher. Amen Reb Shimon ben Lakish Polig. Now they said that Reb Lakish argued on Reb Yochanan. So Reb Yochanan said two halachas. One halacha was l'kula, and one halacha was l'chumra. Okay, the first clause of Rabbi Yochanan was a kula, where he permitted replanting chulin plants to negate their tuma, and subsequently to designate them as truma. That was l'kula. The latter was a chumra, that if they became tummy after they were already truma, then even if they're replanted, they remain prohibited. Okay, so we've got these two halachas that he said. Now, when we said that Rish Lakish argued on Rabbi Yochanan, we were asking, was he arguing on the kula of Rabbi Yochanan? In which case, he would say, in other words, he would say that even if you replanted chulin plants, that it would not allow them to designate them as truma if they were tameh. Or was he arguing on the chumra and he was allowing truma even if it was designated as truma before it became tameh? So that's the question. So the Gemara says, in Tamer l'kula nicha, if you're going to say he's going l'kula, so that's plausible. That's a plausible position to take, because he's going l'chumra on that halacha, and it's possible to, without, it doesn't explain why he would say that, but it's possible to conceive of such a shita. But in Tamer l'chumra, but if you're going to say he's arguing l'chumra, then he would be going against the basis of our Mishnah. Because remember, our Mishnah said beferish, hatanina nachi yogam es ha'eichlin, that even if you planted the truma, that subsequently it grew, you have to cut off the first growth. So you see that which grows. See, how could Rish Lakish argue on the truma case and say that it's mutter even after, even if it came to me while it was detached? That would go, that leniency would be too far. Okay, so therefore it says he doesn't dispute the chumra of Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Gemara, basically. Finally, the Gemara says, actually, yogam v'yishna, until he cuts it off a second time. Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, k'ni mas nisa, actually, yogam be'olim v'yishna. You have to cut off the leaves, and you have to do that a second time. So until he cuts off the peach leaves, room for misinterpretation. They could be understood to mean, in addition to cutting away the edible leaves, leaving only the inedible core and roots, one must make a second cut at the place of the first cut and remove even a layer from the core. So he explains, until he cuts off and repeats, he's only talking about the leaves. You don't have to wait. You don't have to touch the core. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hadron Allah Hazareya Shumwa.
Amen.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the same thing to Tina, demonstrating again.